When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody! Welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick. Do me a favor before we get started. You know how we like to do it. Don't forget to visit, share, and subscribe, and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, today's episode is going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible. And I can't wait until we really dive into this. But before we do, let me take the time to tell you, thank you for tuning into the show. Thank you for watching the show. And if you go back and later listen to the show on your favorite listening platform like Apple Podcasts or Spotify or iHeartRadio, or Pandora, or Amazon Music, I want to take the time, or anywhere, I want to tell you thank you very much. I really appreciate you for listening and joining the show. If you're watching right now, thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. Come on in. Thank you, everybody. Come on in. I really appreciate you. Guys, if it's Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, TMG is streaming. And I'm so glad that everybody has decided to join the show. And whether this is your very first time tuning in, let me tell you thank you. Or if you have been tuning in ever since we've been streaming, you know I really appreciate all that you're doing and the way you continue to support the show. Thank you very much, whether you're listening in Canada, or maybe you're in Mexico, or maybe you're in Spain or the UK. Wherever you may be listening to the show around the world, I appreciate you. Guys, listen, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you'd like to share and maybe come on a show, drop me an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. And he said, but Travis, I know someone that has an inspiring story that I'm sure your guests would love to listen to. But I don't want to come on your show, man. I'm a little camera shot. That's okay. You can still drop us an email at
And you can even remain anonymous if you like. So there you go. You don't even have to come on camera. Guys, we have a few affiliate sponsors. I want to go ahead and play that information, get it out the way, because it's time to dive into this show. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Walmart is a of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/ Tell Me Something Good, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/ Tell Me Something 21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Breaking your phone sucks. Breaking your phone, then trying to sell it online sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online, only to find out that the money you'll only get for it sucks. Breaking your phone, selling it online for peanuts, shipping it, and finding out that you got scammed sucks. Gizmogo makes selling your phone fast, safe, and simple by paying you the highest price for your device. And with Gizmogo's free unlimited shipping and price guarantee, millions of people are starting to sell on Gizmogo. Fast, safe, simple. Gizmogo, the best.
There you go, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors. The link information is in the chat. There it is right there. You see it? It's right there in the chat. And if you're not watching this, guys, listen up because you can hear it played out and you can rewind that video and listen to the chat. So, guys, I'm so excited about this episode. And if you did not catch the name, the topic of this episode, guys, this is a good one. Guys, the topic of this episode, guys, is there a doctor in the house? Yeah, I know you see that or hear that a lot on movies and TV shows. Is there a doctor in the house? And I know you may be wondering, where in the world is Travis going to go with that today? So, guys, let's get started. When I thought about this topic, I was speaking to our guest, and it immediately came to my head while we were speaking. Let me ask you guys this question. I want you, if you will, not if you're driving. I want you to kind of close your eyes. But if you're in a room somewhere, I want you to close your eyes or let your mind go back when you were a child. Let your mind go back when you were a child, when you used your imagination a lot. When you used your imagination for everything. Before there were video games. Before there were cell phones, when it was just you in a can outside, or you in a stick, or you and your friends on your bikes, or it was just you in the room with your toys. Let your mind, if you will, go back when you were a child. Where did your imagination take you? I want to put up a picture while you're thinking about that. Where did your imagination take you? Did it take you to some far off land, or did it take you off to the moon or to the stars, or did it have your imagination racing wild with great ideas that you thought you would come up with your friends? Where did your imagination take you? Do you remember? I know I do, but do you remember what it was like as a child? And someone would ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? I mean, it seemed like adults, whether they were your parents or teachers or whoever, that was their favorite question to ask any child. What do you want to be when you grow up? Ask a child that question and you will hear all sorts of answers. Some say they wanted to be a professional athlete. Some would say, well, I want to sing. Some would say, I want to be an astronaut. Or some people would say, well, I want to be a scientist. Some people say, I want to be a bird. I want to be an airplane. I promise you, man, you would hear all sorts of things. Do me a favor. What did you say
that you wanted to be when you grew up? What did you say? What was it? What? Do me a favor. Go ahead and just type it in the chat, please. Share what you said you wanted to be when you grow up. Go ahead and just, if you will, type that in chat, what you said you wanted to be. I remember, and don't laugh at me, I remember when I was asked that question, I replied, I wanted to be my favorite superhero. I replied, I wanted to be Batman. I did. I wanted to be Batman. I thought he was, I think, and I still think he's pretty cool. I know it's a little funny. It's a little far-fetched and a little fanciful. And it wasn't until later I understood when grown-ups are asking kids this type of question, they weren't asking so they could find out if the child actually became what they said they wanted to become. But they were asking to stretch the child's imagination and hand them something to believe in about themselves. Our special guest today has done just that. Yeah, our special guest today has done just that. He is a chiropractor who believes in body wellness and whose life's journey has shown him that when you have something you can believe in, even if it's far-fetched, you can achieve what might be the impossible. Guys, do me a favor, okay? Do me a favor. Give a huge TMG welcome to our very special guest, guys, Dr. David Lippman. David, what's up? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm here to tell you something very good. It's going to be fantastic, Travis.
Man, yeah, listen, we were talking and David did that and I literally almost fell out my chair. Oh my gosh. He does a phenomenal impression of Schwarzenegger. And I promise you, man, we were talking and he did it on cue. Like, I didn't ask him. He just did it by surprise. And I had to turn around and look and make sure I didn't have somebody else join the meeting. David, man, I am excited to have you here. Oh, I can't believe it. I am so excited. How's everything going with you?
Superhuman and getting younger by the day, Travis. I won't have it any other way.
I love it. I love it. Guys, I told you this is going to be good, guys. David, I'm excited to have you here with us. Thank you so much for joining us. I got to dive into this swimming pool, man. Now, David, we had a great conversation when we met before the show. We did. We talked before the show, as I mentioned, and it was exciting, and we learned a lot of things about each other. We did. We really did. Guys, we are brothers, man, from a different mother. I promise you. We learned that. Please share with our audience a little bit about who you are and what you do, if you don't mind, David.
No, absolutely. So I feel, for myself, my journey kind of started when I was 10 years old. I'd moved to a new neighborhood. It was a bit of a challenging environment, and I was inspired to start exercising and get strong by a kid that lived next door. His father was into martial arts, and he really inspired me to, number one, to start exercising to make my body strong, my mind strong with discipline, and also start to make my body healthy by not eating Captain Crunch and Wonder Bread, but starting to eat actually real food. And, you know, those values that he instilled at me at 10 years old really just took with me for, you know, moving forward from that point in my life. Now, I was at 15 in a motorcycle accident. I had an injury. I actually broke my neck in two places.
What?
I broke my neck in two places. And unfortunately, at the time, I was more afraid of my dad getting in trouble with my dad than to, you know, the fact that I had hurt myself. And so I let it go and just didn't think about it, but it was in pain for a few years. And when I was about 19, I met a young chiropractic student that got me into the clinic, gave me my first adjustment. And I have to tell you, Travis, it was transformative because all of a sudden that discomfort I've had for a number of years was gone. Wow. I didn't even know what a chiropractor was at that time. My folks didn't use them. My friends didn't go to them. But something in that adjustment, in that moment, just showed me that this was going to transform my life. I wasn't sure what it meant. I just knew inherently that this was a direction I had to go in. And I had to tell my dad, look, I'm not going into the family business. We had a plumbing manufacturing business, very, very successful. And I was being primed at a young age to go there. And I just felt that internal pull that this is what, you know, God has in mind for you. You know, it's not going to be plumbing. It's going to be here. And now as a grown up, I believe that God will let you break your neck when you're 15 to put you exactly where he wants you to be. And fortunately, my dad was very supportive of that transformation and change.
Guys, you dove into some stuff we're going to get into in the show. Guys, he said God would allow you to break your neck so he can rearrange your life pattern. He is literally saying some things won't work out for you in order so some things can work best for you. Yeah, you can go ahead and you can retweet it. I don't care. Take it. Some things will work out for you so that some things can work best for you, because we have our own minds made up what we're going to do. You said you've been primed for the family business. We're going to dive into that. I might have to get my head up. We're going to dive into that, man.
Yeah.
All right. So you did jump into something. You said you're being primed for the family business. Did you always want to do what you're doing now as a chiropractor?
No. I mean, again, before 19, I didn't even know what a chiropractor was. We didn't have any medical people in the family. There was no, right, you know, mentors in that sense. I mean, you know, at that time, my exposure to medicine was, you know, my pediatrician, who, you know, was a medic in the Navy in World War II, and always, you know, had a lucky strike hanging out of his mouth while he's, you know, taking care of us. And so I really didn't feel any draw in that direction. But I really think that what I started to understand about the body at 10 years old in terms of investing in becoming strong, mm-hmm, and investing in eating healthy to make that body strong, that probably started to make my personal journey head towards that professional journey. But it took that accident and injury to actually expose me to another part of healthcare that I didn't really know about. I didn't know about chiropractic, as I mentioned. And the way which this big, strong chiropractor, he looked like Clark Kent, you know, ready to pull up in that shirt and have the S there. He gave me that adjustment, and it just, I can't say that it was anything other than like everything just opened up, and all of a sudden I had this internal clarity, even though I had no idea what it was going to entail to become a chiropractor. I just knew this is where I was going to be, you know, moving into. So it's just like one of those things that I just didn't know, you know, growing up, I was supposed to go into my dad's business. I mean, they started as a scrap metal dealer in the 1930s. When they tore down the tenements to build Radio City Music Hall, they took all the plumbing out of that. They cleaned it up. They sent it. They sold it to plumbing jobbers, and they realized the opportunity to be manufacturing plumbing. This was in the early days of Manhattan. You know, this is the word in all the skyscrapers.
Right. They saw all
that opportunity. And again, you know, from the age of about 5 to the age of about, you know, 17 or 18, I was working, you know, during the holidays in the summer at my dad's place, learning every aspect of the business. So that was my goal, my destiny. So I thought.
So you literally, when you say being groomed for the business, you literally were being groomed for the business. What I hear, David, is the expectation was that you would follow this. This was the family business, and because it was the family business, this was not just a family business; it was a family expectation.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it started by my father's grandfather and his father, you know, when they were younger. So, you know, my father was the next in line, and then I was the next in line after that. I have two younger sisters, so it wasn't going to be them necessarily. But that was, you know, this was a, you know, family, like a legacy commitment almost.
Right. Yeah. So it was a legacy commitment. So it was a legacy expectation. It was a generational thing. We're going to hand this expectation down. This is it, buddy. You're my son. And this is what you're going to do. You're my son, and this is how life is going to be right here. What you see me doing, you will do also. Wow. So this big, how big did this change? So you decided to do something completely different. So how big did this change from what you grew up around play a part in the decision to do what you're doing now? Like, how big a decision was that?
Yeah, I mean, it was monumental. I mean, you know, for a boy always wanting, you know, your dad's approval, mm-hmm, and the thought of all of a sudden being drawn internally, spiritually, you know, intellectually into something that you knew very little about, but there was just this inside voice in me saying, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And so it took a lot of strength and courage to kind of have that conversation with my dad. And just in my dad's, he was just an amazing guy. He he could care less about the business from a sentimental standpoint, which he made clear to me right in that conversation. He said, I want you to pursue what you want to pursue because you'll never have the level of personal satisfaction or success if you're pursuing what I thought I wanted you to do. And I mean, so I was so like, I mean, what a weight off of me, because that was up to my whole life, you know, from the time I could understand that that's what I was supposed to do. And then all of a sudden being drawn into something I really didn't know a whole lot about, but knew that that was my destiny, to have a supportive guy like that was just like a godsend for me. I mean, it was just such a blessing.
I wonder, David, you mentioned something. You said your dad told you to do what you felt you're drawn to and what you were born to pursue in your life. I wonder how many of us, or how many things most of us or a lot of us have gone after because someone else expected us to go after it. I wonder how many things have we gone and tried because someone else went, and you knew. I'm not talking about you just trying something new. I'm talking about deep inside, you knew there was that voice that said, this is something that's for you. This is your passion. And you went and you just never did it. The courage, I can't even begin to imagine, you know, the courage you had to have inside to have that type of conversation with your dad, because you weren't just having a conversation with your dad. Think about it. You said his dad was that. His dad's dad was that. So literally, you were having conversations with your dad, your grandfather, and your great-grandfather because it was passed down. That could be a tough conversation to have with people. And when we talk about using your imagination, is there a doctor in the house? You discovered that there was something inside you besides what your family was doing. You went to this chiropractor, and he adjusted your neck. But he also tested your thinking.
Absolutely. You know, and that's a great point, because when I kind of shared with him, this is amazing. He actually encouraged me. He said, well, what would you think about going into this direction professionally? And I said, you know, something I never considered. I never knew about it. But I have to say, this experience was something that actually really opened up the possibility in my mind. Look, I didn't know that I can be going to, you know, become a doctor. You know, that wasn't my, you know, my idea for myself.
Wasn't on radar.
Yeah, right. Wasn't on my radar. But he said he was super encouraging. And I have to tell you, Travis, from that point, he would have me come into the clinic to get adjustments. He would teach me about x-rays. He would show me adjusting. He would show me certain, you know, exams and things like that. So it's almost like he almost knew that this was, like, he had an inkling that this was something for me too. And he was very, very supportive. In fact, when I first finished school, he had opened up a new office and I started renting space from him. So he actually mentored me into the whole business end of being a chiropractor too. And I owe a lot to him, as well as my dad, both of whom really had that influence of, you know, dad allowing me to pursue that. And then this fellow, Dr. George Rizzo, is in New York, giving me the opportunity to really fall in line to something that he was very, very successful at. And, you know, he just kind of took me under his wing and he taught me a lot. But he also gave me the opportunity to see, okay, you know, I have my own mind about this. And I took my own, you know, direction through the chiropractic practice over the years. And it's, you know, it's evolved a lot to the point where, you know, it's something so different than just chiropractic alone today.
Absolutely. And I like the point you made. You said it took a mentor to help get you where you're going. It took a mentor. You had the idea. You had a good idea. You had the imagination. You had the imagination to do it. But it took a mentor. It took a mentor to help shape your imagination from just being something that you can imagine to something that you actually could concrete do, physically do. And a lot of times we have goals, we have dreams. We can imagine things, David, but it takes others to help shape our imagination until it's something real, something concrete. And a lot of times, Dave, what happens, I've noticed, when talking about, is there a doctor in the house? It takes our imagination. It takes our imagination, but it also takes the hands of someone else to help shape our imagination. And we always think, well, I can use my imagination and my hands. You can use your imagination and your hands, but you're going to need the experienced hands of someone else to guide you and why you're trying to shape it. And in your case, you had a doctor already there, already doing what you were trying to do, and took their hands literally to help shape your imagination. I wonder how many of us, David, are stuck being that plumber or stuck being that metal worker because we don't want to let someone else help shape our imagination. I wonder how many of us are stuck in things or stuck in a mindset or stuck with emotions that we can get past and things we can work past, David, all because we won't let someone else help mentor and shape our imagination. If it wasn't for those people, David, you do know you wouldn't be Dr. David Lippman now?
Absolutely. And I mean, I got to say, God works so amazing. Look, he lets me break my neck to get fixed by a young man that I never knew before and is in a profession I never knew about. Yep. It was exactly what I needed. And a month after I graduated school, this same guy who was my mentor, my first chiropractor, opened up his own second office.
Wow.
And provided an opportunity for me to start a practice there under his tutelage, because they don't teach you a lot in chiropractic college about the business of being a chiropractor.
Mm.
But he had already been doing it for about 3 years at that point. So he really helped me get that part going. So it all fell in perfectly in line to have those early days where I had a path to follow that, you know, on my own would probably have been challenged. I couldn't get help from my dad. He didn't know that business.
Exactly. Exactly. And I like what you said. It perfectly aligned, like a chiropractor. It perfectly, I like that play on words. It perfectly aligned everything. And it's amazing, David, how you started off, man, it wasn't easy for you. People like to think, people who become doctors, things are easy. Oh, their dad was a doctor. Their granddad was a doctor. This dude said, there was nobody in my family who was a doctor. We did not have medicine on our radar.
Right.
Unless we had to go to a pediatrician or unless something serious happened, we weren't trying to get on the medical field. So you really had to break free from what was you're used to. You had to break free from everything that you saw modeled around you and in front of you. You had to stay consistent to what you were seeing in your own head, even while everything else around you said something different. You had to keep believing in what you saw in your own mind. Listen, guys, I don't care whatever it is around you. You must remain to what you believe in about yourself. If you see something different about yourself, you cannot allow what other things and other people say make you or shape you into what they saying you are. You got to David is proof of this. You've got to remain consistent to what you see. So your journey by no stretch was what one might look at as typical. Oh, yeah, his dad was. I knew he was going to be a doctor, blah, blah. Nothing like that. None of that stuff. You said my dad couldn't even help me because he didn't know this stuff. Mm-hmm. Nobody did. So by no stretch of the means was what you call typical. And you began in a career that you didn't grow up around. What was that like? Now, when you first got out of school, you know, you're starting your practice, you got your mentor. And in the back of your mind, did you ever feel like, well, let me just go back and do the family business?
That's a great question. That definitely crossed my mind many times. I had doubts at certain points in time. And part of it was that the medical community really shunned us. You know, they said that we're quacks and we're not real doctors. In fact, when I was in school, there was a chiropractor that did a civil lawsuit against the AMA, American Medical Association, stating that they've been conspiring to get rid of us as a profession for years. It was called the Wilkes case, and he actually won it. And it was showing that the AMA had systematically tried to, you know, disparage us as professionals. And that was a tough thing to kind of go into this profession that I had all this enthusiasm for, but there were forces in the healthcare community, probably the biggest force of all, the AMA, that was trying to get rid of us. So talking about, you know, going into an underdog profession and thinking to myself, wow, maybe I should have gone into the family business. It's successful. guarantee, you know, that kind of thing, as opposed to stepping into something where, and a lot of people, like, they didn't go to chiropractors, you know, they go to their orthopedist and they'll get that same message, and chiropractors don't do anything important. They don't, they can't fix you. And so there was still that little voice inside of me that kind of kept me going through various periods of doubt. And then just to share too, when I first got into practice, everyone's health insurance paid for chiropractic. It was actually quite good. They used to call it the Mercedes 80s because in the 1980s, everybody was doing well. And all of a sudden in the 90s, they changed the whole situation with general health insurance. Deductibles went higher, number of visits per year went down, and then the reimbursement rate went way down. And it really made it very difficult for me to practice. And I actually stopped practicing about 6 years when I moved to Florida almost 20 years ago. And I started doing other things because, quite honestly, I'd worked so hard and I really had a great situation going up north. And that change in insurance decimated me. And I realized at that point, when a third party decides how you get paid for the work that you do, you volunteers, it's never going to work out in your favor. And so I did some things.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Things here in South Florida for the first 6 years, some consulting. And my dad was actually going to say, you know, he said to me, he said, look, I know you've been struggling a little. Maybe we could figure out, maybe there's a business for you to buy. You know, I know you don't want to be a chiropractor anymore. Maybe there's something we could do together. And I was like pretty excited because I felt a little lost at that time.
Right.
I could say. My inner me knew that I was supposed to be a chiropractor, but how can I be a chiropractor with this business model? How can I do that? And my dad said, let's work together. And, you know, the nostalgia of almost having been working with him for that part of my career for the first 25 years, but not all of a sudden I had this opportunity to work with him. He was going to help me figure out, all right, are we buying a business? What's the next step for you here? And Travis, I got to tell you, the very next morning, he had a traumatic brain injury.
Oh, wow.
And it was that one time that I realized, because I was scared like I've never been scared before. I didn't realize how much I relied on my dad's, just, you know, his steadfast, you know, love and support. And all of a sudden that was gone. And I had one of those moments where I just got on my knees and started praying. And I tell you something, God made it clear to me that you are going to be a chiropractor again, but this time you're going to do it differently. And you know what I did? I stopped taking insurance and I started a cash-based practice. And everybody told me I was crazy. But I said, there's no way I'm going to let that rug be pulled out from me once again. It's already happened. So fortunately, I have been so blessed in this new situation because now I've learned things that I've never known before.
Right.
I'm able to do things with people and help people that I'm a last resort for. And I know that's with God's help. That's not me because I'm only like a C student. Just But he makes me an A student when it comes to this. And it's such a blessing to be able to serve people in that way and help with the things that have helped me and just share that with people. And so it's better than it's ever been, quite honestly.
Man, David, let me tell you something, man. Your story is proof that if we continue to pursue what we believe is inside of us, and we're talking about, is there a doctor in the house? The reason I ask that question is because I want to know is what else is inside of you? What else is inside of you? What have you been sitting on? What part of you have you been holding back? It's time to stop holding back on what is possibly inside of us. Use your imagination. As a child, David, remember being a kid, David, and we had no problems with using our imagination. We had no problem imagining ourselves as something far-fetched, as me as a superhero, as Batman, or as someone with, I mean, we have a grandson. He holds his arms out like this. He says he's an airplane. We have no problem as a child pretending and using our minds to be something greater than what we are. I want to know how many people listening believe that you are greater than what you might be. How many people believe that you are greater than every mistake you've made, greater than every setback that came in your life, greater than every hardship that faced you? Is there a doctor in the house? Is there something more to you? I believe, David, that there are people listening who believe, yeah, there's something more to me. Yeah, I'm more than a mistake I made last week and last year. David, it would have been easy for you. And no one would have faulted you if you had said, you know what? The insurance companies have stopped them. I'm not going to do it anymore. When your dad passed and transitioned, you said, you know what? They would have said, David, we understand. We got you. We understand why you quit. David said, no, I'm going to use my imagination. And there's more to me than just letting insurance companies or let this decide what I'm going to be in life. There's more to be in that, God. Man, I told y'all this stuff was going to get good. About your profession, being a chiropractor. Chiropractic is a treatment. I know it's a treatment and not a diagnosis. People, I wanted to make sure I did that distinction. It's an actual treatment, correct?
Yes, it's actually a philosophy, art, and science all kind of combined together. And so it involves treatment, but it also involves the belief that our bodies have the ability to heal us better than anything from the outside can. So through chiropractic manipulation and some adjunctive therapies, we're getting the body to do its best healing, because nothing can heal the body the way the body can.
I like that. So with that in mind, chiropractic being a treatment, chiropractors treat, listen, and guys, I had to research this information because I wanted to make sure. Chiropractors treat a variety of musculoskeletal conditions. As a matter of fact, there are an estimated, and this is just me giving out this, an estimated 150 different types of musculoskeletal conditions. Maybe more, because it continues to evolve and new things continue to come up and show, such as back pain, neck pain, headaches. I might need to be seeing you, Dr. David.
headaches.
And the number of people that yearly seek chiropractic care is estimated, guys, get this, here in the U.S., estimated over 35 million Americans, including adults as well as children. So it's not just to adults, it's just to children as well. The following, this resource came from the ACA today, the American Chiropractic Association. So I didn't come up there off the top of my head. I got some good sources. The ability to treat, though, to treat this number of people requires innovation. If it's 150 that we know of and it's continued to grow, and you said this earlier in the show, that the chiropractor is evolved. It's not the same as it used to be. But in order for that to change, it has to be some innovation. It requires some imagination. Briefly describe, if you will, what bio-optimization is, David.
Yes, bio-optimization is what I came up with. You know, physical evidence is the name of my business. Physical evidence, bio-optimization involves different layers of how we get the body to, again, do its best healing, regenerating, flourishing, thriving. You know, I was told when I was a teenager that after 40, it's all downhill. And
yeah,
so, right. You probably got the same messaging with that. And that's not the case. You know, it makes us feel like we have to manage, you know, the decline of life at that point. But I firmly believe, I did then, and I certainly do now, that we can invest in the incline of our health and life as we go along. We're not doomed to become weak and feeble and need a walker and an oxygen tank just to go to a restaurant when we're in our 70s and 80s. We have the ability to invest by bio-optimizing ourselves, giving our body what it needs, fortify deficiencies, remove obstacles to optimal health. And we have several modalities and ways of testing to see what's the best eating plan for you, supplement plan, how does your body process nutrients, how do we optimize energy cell, energy production at your cell level. That's what bio-optimization is, to get the body to continually thrive as we go on and not just meet its demise because we're after 40.
Yeah, I heard that, you know, I have a high metabolism, David. And I think in high school, I weighed 150 pounds soaking wet. I'm 54 now. I weigh only 172. So you do the math. Yeah. So, and they told me, oh, yeah, eat all you want to eat, because when you hit 40, man, it's all going to come on you and you're going to be this huge. David, they said, oh, yeah, when you hit 40, man, all this bad stuff is going to happen. All it has never has not happened, David. It hasn't happened. And I don't know why we hear those stories. And like you said, we wait for our bodies to decline. There are people, David, man, they, oh, I'm 70 years old, I'm 80 years old. It's like you're waiting for your body to decline. Keep living, you'll get old. Yes, you'll get old, but your body doesn't have to decline.
Right.
You don't have to just accept it. You do not have to just accept aging is something everyone will do. But getting old is a choice. Let me say that again for the people in the back row. Aging is something that we will all do. Getting old, that's a choice.
Absolutely. It's a mindset. Listen, I tell my patients, you know, health is an investment. It's not an expense. You know, forget about your $35 copayment. If that, you think that's going to get you healthy, absolutely not. You actually have to become your own doctor. We all have to know how our bodies function. They don't teach us in school, but because of that, we have to use the resources that the internet provides and having other professionals like myself to be a resource to people, the average person, so they can take better control of their health, have a self-care program instead of a healthcare program. You know, you need self-care, not healthcare, because healthcare is sick care. It doesn't exist.
Oh, that was deep. That was deep, David. I told y'all, David reached down the bag, man, with that one. I've never heard someone say that. And what it does, David, it places the responsibility back to us. It gives us back the power. We take back the power for our own health. We take back the power for our own health, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally. I heard someone say this one time. They said, you getting hurt may not be your fault, but your healing is your responsibility.
Yep.
You may not be responsible what happened to you, but you are responsible to what happens to you next. Yeah, let me say that. Yep. You may not be responsible for what happened to you, but you are responsible for what happens to you next.
Right.
So what comes next is up to you. You can sit there and say, well, it's just going to no. What comes? This man literally just told us he broke his neck. He could have said, you know, I'm just going to be this way. Then he went to a chiropractor, changed his life. Getting hurt may not have been his fault, may have been his fault. But what happened to him next was his responsibility. A lot of times, David, we look at the fault and not the responsibility. Oh, the doctor told me to do this and it never got better. Oh, they said this and it never right. But what responsibility, what was your responsibility? What part did you play in that? You know, you are responsible. You play a part in your own healing. You play a part in your own getting better. I know people don't want to talk about that. When people hear about a chiropractor, though, David, they may have all of these misconceptions, all these ideas. And like you said, the AMA, they were trying to discredit your profession, discredit what you and your colleagues do to help to the wellness of individuals. And it was a systematic thing. They were trying to just give people all these crazy ideas. If you go to a chiropractor, I remember my grandmother said she went to a chiropractor once, and she said, man, My back feels a whole lot better. That's all I knew of going by the chiropractor. If your back was out of line, boom, they can get you back in line. That's all I knew. I didn't know any details that you're sharing today and the things that I learned. But people have all these misconceptions and these myths and these ideas, whether they be cultural myths or ideas about them, or whether they be generational or whatever it might be. And some of this old information, antiquated information, is still on the internet that you can search and find. When people hear about a chiropractor, they may have all these ideas of what it's like. What are some misconceptions? I'm going to talk to a chiropractor. What are some misconceptions of a chiropractor that you think people have that can maybe you can maybe kind of ease everyone's mind about?
Yeah, great, great question. I mean, this is the great paradox of my profession. It was originally discovered, at least in modern times, because there's records showing back in, you know, in ancient times in Egypt and Rome, they did manipulation, but they didn't do it for back pain. The only reason that chiropractic now today is associated with musculoskeletal pain is because that was the only way in like the 70s that the insurance companies would cover chiropractic, because you have to provide a diagnosis. And musculoskeletal pain was something that chiropractic had anecdotally shown that it was effective in helping. So that's where the whole idea of you don't need to go to a chiropractor unless you have something hurting came from. But that's not where it started. It started with helping to remove interference from the body, flowing with nerve flow and blood flow and mechanical movement, because movement kind of powers up the whole body and gets everything moving the way it should. And it's the loss of that that can start to cause dis-ease, what we call disease, the loss of optimal functioning. So chiropractic really shows how the interaction of the spine and the joints in the body can affect the organ systems, the circulatory systems, digestion, all of it. So that's the biggest misconception, because with that in mind, everybody should be going for adjustments on a maintenance basis, just like you go to the dentist to get your teeth cleaned. You know, I'm not a spinal dentist. However, you know, I should be somebody that somebody's coming from with their whole family in mind to stimulate their immune system, to keep things flowing properly. Yeah, of course, it's going to help the musculoskeletal stuff too. But beyond that, it's going to help the body do its best healing from within.
That is the most clear idea of what a chiropractor does or is that I've ever heard anyone say. And one of the biggest pieces takeaways I got from that is you gotta keep moving. If you don't keep moving, your body kind of turns in on itself. You have to keep moving. And then you said that's when we start getting that dis-ease, where we get the word disease from. Disease really means dis-ease. An uncomfortable easing. It's right. Not easy to move. It's not easy to do. And what it is, what I'm hearing, David, it becomes uneasy to do what your body naturally does. And I heard you keep saying this. You keep saying as a recurring theme is that chiropractors help the body to self-heal. Allow the body to do what it does itself, because nothing can heal the body better than itself, because the body knows what the body needs. And a chiropractor helps with that. Guys, I told you this was going to be good. David, let me ask you a question. So I know you're – where are you based? Where's your offices, David?
I'm in Southeast Florida, Boca Raton, Florida.
Boca Raton, Florida, man. You guys had a storm not too long down there in Florida. How did everything fare out for you down there?
Well, thank you for asking. Fortunately for us, it – and this happens, I think, because of the way things are in the Southeast, not always, but most of the time it veers off and it ends up heading into the Gulf. So it kind of comes around underneath, you know, the state and ends up going up through the Gulf where, you know, the West Coast of the state gets hit harder, and then up through Texas. And then it actually moved up into the Carolinas, you know, Georgia and the Carolinas. So we fared well with this one, fortunately, but the season's not over till November. So all the roofing companies are telling us this is going to be the year where we get the big one. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, I'm in Alabama. So when you start talking about the Gulf, and yeah, I already know. Yeah. Trust me. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean by that, man. So you're in Florida. If some do you offer, I mean, it's kind of difficult for you to offer virtual sessions with people unless you're just kind of talking them through things. Is that possible? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, so that's a great question too. You know, the pandemic really forced me to take a look at how can I take the resources that I've, you know, come to know and accept that may not be common knowledge and impart them to somebody that might never step into my office.
Right.
And I had some opportunities to kind of practice with that. So now it's been much more developed than being on podcasts. I, as an example, was on a podcast at 7 a.m. this morning, my time, with Carol in Australia. So she's in Australia and she had a podcast and she asked me, can I help somebody in Australia? Thankfully, with technology, the answer is yes. And so, again, you know, giving a chance for me to have a conversation with someone like yourself, you're in Alabama, I'm in Florida, I could find out from you, what are your habits? What is your lifestyle like? Do you have any kind of symptoms? Have you felt any changes in the last 5 to 10 years and just your level of energy and things like that? And I could help figure out what are some steps you can take to, number one, minimize your toxic load, because, you know, there's so much toxicity in our environment now. And so by eliminating some of that, you might not be able to get all of it. And what can you do to fortify any deficiencies you have? There's testing for that, to give your body, again, the best chance that it can have to do its own best healing. I could find resources, people like myself, maybe, that I trust by you, by having conversations and trying to get, you know what, why don't you see this person here? I think they can be a good, you know, person on the ground for you there in Alabama. So it is possible.
Oh, awesome. That's awesome. If I got you. If someone wanted to, I always ask my guests this question because I want to make sure that we make sure that you are a great resource. If someone wanted to contact you, how would they go about doing that?
Well, the best way is to do it through either the website or even our Instagram account. Our website is physicalevidencechiropractic.com. And we also have Boca Raton Chiropractor, which is our Instagram channel, and people can direct message me there as well. And, you know, again, I'm really encouraging of people to take a look at the website and take a look at the Instagram, because it shows a lot of the things that we offer for bio-optimization, which, again, supersedes just the chiropractic stuff, because the idea is to just get more and more levels up of getting the body to do its best healing. And now with a lot of the things that are available today, we're able to do that. So again, fortifying deficiencies, removing obstacles, and then having a plan and something that you invest in on a daily basis in the incline of your health.
I think I could pull up your website right here. This you right here.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Let me go ahead and get that there. And we have a nice video of you there. You can reserve here.
Yep.
Go over here.
Yep. See our services. Yeah. First time
guest. What to expect? New patient form. Ask the doctor. Book an appointment. Guys, look at all this great stuff. About us. Contact us here. The about section tells you about meet Dr. David. There's this D. Dr. David. Meet the team right there.
Yeah.
There you go. There he's at work. Guys, look at him. He's busy at work. There he is. Absolutely amazing. I love that. And also, you have your email address right here. I'm going to throw that up there as well.
Thank you.
So, okay, someone wanted to go ahead and reach out to you by email, they can do that also. And also, Facebook. Here you go, right here, guys.
Thank you.
You can go ahead and reach out to them by Facebook as well. Okay, so everything's been said. We're talking about there's a doctor in the house, going beyond what we've been, the normal things, and becoming, using that imagination, then having a mentor to help shape our imagination. And a lot of times, man, I keep saying this, David, a lot of times, David, people don't want anyone else's hands on it, but you are proof. It takes someone else to help shape our imagination. Otherwise, David, we'll be like this. If we don't get the proper mentorship and proper help, we'll be like this rubber band. This is imagination. With this right here, I see this as a possibility. This can become whatever I imagine. Mm-hmm. Even though the shape is a circle, it can become whatever I imagine. I can imagine it becoming a figure eight. or I could say this is sideways, is the infinity. You know, whatever I imagine. If we don't have the proper hands on us, mentoring, our imaginations are like this. It's there, but it doesn't take shape. It's there, but it doesn't take form. We need guidance. Sometimes it takes other hands to help shape our imagination to become. With that being said, what is something that you would say to encourage someone who wanted to follow a different path in life than what they were used to seeing?
I would say that if you have any kind of inclination of something that you feel was something that was a gift of yours, something that's inside of you that's maybe different from, you know, anybody that you know, and if you have that inclination, then I would absolutely pursue it. Faith, you know, blindly with faith that this is what your purpose might very well be. And like I said, there's going to be a lot of challenges along the way, but having people around you to help foster some of those, to be encouraging of you. And even if people are telling you no, but inside you're going with it, I would listen to that voice, because for me, that voice told me that against these odds that I came across, it was absolutely my pursuit. And I know that more than ever now because of the success I have, not from a financial standpoint, but the number of people I can help and reach and give them back quality of life and teach them how to do that self-care thing. What do they need to do? Because I say to everyone, Travis, you're the one that's walking around in that body every day. There's no way I can do anything as a chiropractor as much as you can do every day. I can't affect you that way. I can help put things in the right direction. I'm a mentor for your body to move in the right direction. But you have to be the one to reinforce that with your daily habits.
Man, I told y'all we brothers from another mother. He said he is a mentor to your body. I've never heard that before, David. And I don't want to go into that show, man. David, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing and dropping some knowledge with us about chiropractors and what chiropractors actually is and what they do. We all learned some stuff today. I know I did. I love this. Guys, reach out to David. I had his information here. Here's his Facebook information right here. Physical Evidence Chiropractic. For those who are not watching and can't see the video on Facebook, Physical Evidence Chiropractic, all one word. There it is right there, guys. Or you can visit his website, physicalevidencechiropractic.com, physicalevidencechiropractic.com, or on Instagram at Boca Raton Chiropractor, at Boca Raton Chiropractor. And an email, if you say, well, I'm going to email Dr. David first. I want to email him first. Well, that's okay. Email him at david@drdavidlipman.com. Now, you can't forget that. david@drdavidlipman.com. That's really, really easy to remember. Guys, thank you so much, David, for being part of the show. Guys, listen, our imaginations are a gift. I know we like to think that it's something that kids do. We like to think that, oh, that's just something children do. That's just something when you're a kid, you use your imagination. That's just something you do as a child. But when you grow up, you got too many responsibilities. You can't think like that. You can't be imaginative as an adult. You can't do that. Our imaginations are a gift. And like any gift, whether it's singing or athleticism or maybe the ability to understand complex mathematics easily, because some people, it comes to them naturally. And we'll say, oh, yeah, they naturally can do math, or they naturally can do this. Oh, it's a gift, man. And he's science and blah, blah. And we'll foster them that, David. We'll encourage them in that. But our imaginations are a gift, man. And it's not something that you lay down and leave when you're 5 years old or 7 years old. It's been given to us so that we can keep it with us. It takes imagination to make things to continue to grow and to be innovative. So unlike any other gift, It requires that we use it in order for it to become better. Our imaginations can be a way to escape the ordinary, the mundane, and the expectations that others place on us. There we go. We got David as proof. Sometimes life requires a bit of imagination. We can prepare and go to school and learn and do all the things we've been taught we should do. But there are times, David, that life requires a bit of imagination to achieve some of the things we want. Don't lose your imagination. It just very well may be what you need to see yourself on the other side. Is there a doctor in the house?
There is. And I'm going to cap that off by saying a child's imagination is an adult's being a visionary with that imagination. So when adults keep that imagination going, that's where visionaries come from.
No, no, you're not going to just drop that and not say nothing. A child's imagination is an adult being a visionary.
Amen.
David,
I'll be back.
Listen, he does that, but I was listening to you. And I was like, this dude actually does sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Did anyone ever tell you that? Just naturally, you sound that way?
I put it on a little bit. Get out, get out, get to the chopper.
Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live. Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, man, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. God damn it. I'm so glad you're here. I love ending things on a smile and a happy note. Guys, we got to get out of here. And I know that you want us to keep going, but we can't. We got to go. Guys, thank you. Don't forget, you can stream right here every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. And you can also stream it on your favorite listening platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Apple Music, guys, and Amazon Music, and so many more. We got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go, y'all. Peace.
Peace. Ah, you're hysterical.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.